اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. I'm very glad to tell you that we have again here our brothers from Sevier International School, Brother Ali Nasir, Brother Hassan Nasrullah, Hussein Ruhullah, and also Fawad Haider Naghawi. So, Assalamu alaikum, brothers. How are you?
Wa alaikum assalam.
Are you fine, Hussein?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Fawad Haider, how about you?
Salam, I'm fine, sir.
Okay,
how are you?
That's great, that's great. Thank you. And Hassan Nasrullah.
Assalamu alaikum.
Everything
fine.
All right?
Yes.
You're welcome. Thank you. And Ali Nasir, are you great?
Alhamdulillah, good?
Well?
Sir.
Well, okay, alhamdulillah. Great. He says alhamdulillah always, and that's the best thing. Alhamdulillah. So, I hope you're fine as well, inshallah. Thank you so much for joining us. Please stay with us, inshallah, till the end of this session. Again, today, inshallah, we will be having another Quranic session, working on Tajweed rules, and also having a short explanation about one ayah or two ayat or verses of the Holy Quran.
Let's recite the Quran.
All right, today inshallah we'll do the ayah 39 of Surah Al-Baqarah, and make sure inshallah it's an important ayah. Let's first listen to this ayah, okay? In the previous sessions, we were talking about the previous verses. Make sure you have listened to them. If you've not, listen to them. Nice explanation, short explanations we had, okay? And nice rules our brothers and sisters, our brothers here helped you a lot, okay? Now let's listen to ayah 39 of Surah Al-Baqarah and we will talk about it. So I will read inshallah, okay? Fawad, Hassan, Hussein, and Ali Nasir. Repeat after me. Brothers and sisters who are listening to us, please practice with us. So, 1, 2, 3.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
Bismillahir rahmanir rahim.
Bismillahir rahmanir rahim.
والذين كفروا وكذبوا بآياتنا أولئك أصحاب النار.
والذين كفروا وكذبوا بآياتنا أولئك أصحاب النار.
هم فيها خالدون.
هم فيها خالدون.
أحسنتم ما شاء الله. For like the future of those who believe in Allah Almighty, okay? Allah Almighty talked about them in the previous ayah. فَمَنْ تَبِعَ هُدَايَ. Those who follow, anyone who follows, my instructions, my guidance, my hidayah, فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْسَنُونَ. They will have no fear, no grief, no sorrow, no sadness. Like, prosperity will be for them, okay? Jannah will be for them. In the previous verses, we had talked about it, yes? وَبَشِّرِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ أَنَّ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتَ الْأَنْهَارِ كُلَّمَا رُزِقُوا. That one, okay? خَالِدِينِ فِيهَا. That one, okay? We had.
Yes.
So, now in this ayah, Allah Almighty talks about the ones who do not follow the guidance of Allah Almighty. The ones who do not believe in Allah Almighty. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. Those who do not disbelieve in Allah Almighty, okay? Kufr means to cover something. As if, for example, this is the belief in Allah Almighty, for example, okay? Suppose something, like, you cover it. When you cover it, you do not see it. You do not let yourself understand. You cover your understanding. Okay? You cover your belief. You cover your heart. Your wisdom. Okay? Your fitra, actually. Okay? So, it means, kufr means to cover something. Okay? Kafir means he is covering his sight. He is covering, actually, the reality of Allah Almighty. The reality of Islam, the reality of Iman, okay? He doesn't see, doesn't understand that. It's his problem. He is covering. Kafir means the one who does it. Alright? So, it's because of their own deeds, their own choices. Because we have given free, we are given, yes?
Yes.
Free choice. So, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَكَذَّبُوا. Those who disbelieve and those who deny, okay? كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا. Our signs. Ayah has two meanings, okay? As far as I know, ayah once mean, for example, from number 37 to number 38, between these two numbers, there is a sentence of Allah, Quran Karim, yes, surah. That's called ayah also, okay?
Yes.
Yes.
Like, for example, you say ayah 39, ayah 38, this yes. way. And ayah also means sign or symptom, okay? Sign, sign of something. For example, you go to traffic. We have a lot of, in traffic, police traffic, okay, we have many signs. Okay, this is, for example, the sign that you have to stop. This is the sign that your speed, you should not, for example, speed up, okay? So,
yes, yeah.
Many signs. So, ayah is, it means also the sign of Allah Almighty. Whatever reminds us of Allah Almighty, whatever reminds us of Allah Almighty, that's a sign, that's an ayah. Bi ayatina, for example, look, the sky, the earth, human being, okay, we all are creations of Allah Almighty. So, the one who denies says, no, nobody created this. All of a sudden, big bang, done.
Naturalists?
Yes. Big bang, okay? Those who follow big bang, okay? Those who follow, for example, any other, like scientists or whoever. So, disbelievers. كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ. Allah Almighty says, they are أصحاب النار. Why? Because they themselves choose not to believe. They themselves choose not to go to heaven. Naturally, look, if we do nothing, we are created for heaven, to be in heaven. Naturally, Allah Almighty has created us to go in heaven. But He has, at the same time, given us free choice, okay, to enjoy more with our free choice. Look, whatever we ourselves choose, we enjoy it more, yes?
Yes.
Do you choose, for example, the trousers or the pants, or for example, the bicycle that your dad buys for you, or you go with your dad and choose it? Which one is more enjoyable?
You
the
go
one that
choose.
You go and choose.
Yes.
So that's why Allah Almighty has given us free choice, that we have to choose. He has created both ways, okay? Heaven and hell. The one that we choose with the guidance of Allah Almighty, that's more enjoyable, yes?
Yes.
Yeah, He blesses us and He at the same time gives us free choice. So, but we say, أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ. Those who do not choose this one, أصحاب النار. Okay? هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. خَالِدُونَ is used for those, for like in the previous verses we had, those who are أصحاب الجنة, هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. أصحاب النار, هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. Look, we will stay there forever. But inshallah, we'll talk in the coming verses, okay? That will we stay, if someone goes to hell, will he stay forever there or no? After he is punished well enough, okay? He'll return back to heaven. Is it that way or no? We'll talk about it, inshallah. Qur'ani, 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 Qur'ani
قلبي دوما يغمرني من فيض ضياء آيات المولى.
IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Xavier International Schools presents
والكون الواسع في صدري أحضنه أرضا.
Let's recite the Quran.
So now let's go to Tajweed rules and make sure you refer to Tafasir book, okay? So, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَكَذَّبُوا. Make sure do not say كَذَبُوا. كَذَبُوا has another meaning, كَذَبُوا. Both have close meanings, the same meanings, but one is with more emphasized, one is less intensifying. Like kadhabu means he lied, but kadhabu means
he lied.
No, kadhabu has that meaning as well, has, but here it doesn't mean kadhabu becomes with ba. Look, it has a ba with it.
Yeah,
kadhabu bi. It means they denied.
Kadhabu.
Or they kind of related. They related a big lie to our, to something. To relate something to something. To relate like a deniance or kind of a bad title to something else. Mm-hmm. Okay? كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا. So, آيَاتِنَا. Make sure we have three long vowels. آياتنا, right? أولئك. That mad is not mad wajib, right? آياتنا أولئك. It's
this one is wajib.
That is jaiz, okay?
Not أولئك.
It's not mustahab. Mustahab means you get reward, extra reward, okay? It's jaiz. Jaiz means optional. You do it or no?
آياتنا.
Does wajib has reward?
Yeah, of course.
Mustahab has more wajib.
Yeah. The difference between mustahab and wajib is this, that if you avoid wajib, you will get punished. But if you avoid mustahab, you will not get punished. Yeah? So, there are many differences. So, one of the differences is this. Now, أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ. Ah, this ra, ikhfa, no, sorry. This ra, a heavy letter, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
If you stop there, make sure you pronounce it heavily. أولئك أصحاب النار. I told you, when you stop at a word having mad, natural mad, two counts, you can stretch it for longer mad. أولئك أصحاب النار. I stretched it, yes? While it is نار, two counts.
Two counts.
But you can stretch it for four, five counts.
What about six?
Yeah. Stretch it, no problem. Because it is maddul aridi lissukun.
How much do you want? You can go on.
Hmm? Go, you, speed you, up. Speed up, whatever.
You can go on like 20 counts.
Yeah, yeah. 20, for 20 minutes you can stretch.
Free.
If you can. Okay. So if you could do it for four, it's enough, okay? Because you can't do more. You don't have that much long breath, okay? You can't breathe that. So, هم فيها خالدون خالدون. This ayah didn't have really like difficult rules. All were easy. So inshallah, in the next ayah we have. So, ready to read it together, all together?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Together recitation. So, one, two, three.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين كفروا وكذبوا بآياتنا أولئك أصحاب النار هم فيها خالدون.
صدق الله العلي العظيم. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وجل. Thank you so much, brothers and sisters, for being with us, for listening to us, actually listening to the Quran. And Fawad, Hussein, Hassan, Ali Nasir, thank you so much for joining us again. Inshallah, we'll be here thanks to IRIB English Radio and also Xavier International Schools Network. Stay with us. See you. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa
Let's Recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools. ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن